Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 219 for August 30th, 2009. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And the music in this podcast is brought to you by the IOTA Alliance. The song you're listening to is Hotel. The artist is Garaj Mahal. You can find the link to this music in my show notes at www.hometravelagent.net. www.hometravelagent.net. Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a subscriber if you're subscribing to the show. And don't forget to go to the website at hometravelagent.net and pick up that new RSS feed and drop that into your iTunes or whatever device that you're using to subscribe to the show. We want to get everybody on the new RSS feed as soon as we can because the old feed will go away eventually. So pick up the new RSS feed at hometravelagent.net. Also, I want to mention the agent-to-agent forum. We've got the forum back and running, so if you have questions about the travel business or if you want to help people out with answers about the travel business, go to the agent-to-agent forum. And there's a link to the forum on the website at hometravelagent.net. And you know, we just redid the website there at hometravelagent.net, so check it out. And we have some pictures. Pictures will be rotating through related to the topic that we're talking about today. So you might want to check it out, see what kind of pictures we got going there about Sonoma Valley, California. Now I want to talk about GoToMeeting. You know, and if you're like me, I can't waste time driving or flying to all of my meetings. And that's why I was excited when I discovered GoToMeeting. Now I can hold my meetings online, and it's a perfect tool for sales presentations, training sessions, or product demos. And I do use this during my workday for training sessions primarily, and it works out great. Now, GoToMeeting is brought to you by my friends at Citrix, and it's the easiest, most secure way to hold an online meeting. You know, I had my first meeting up and running in seconds, and I also had people attending the meeting in a matter of minutes. Now, GoToMeeting has been a godsend for me. Plus, it's just $49 a month, so I can hold as many meetings as I want whenever I want to. Now, you can try GoToMeeting for free for 30 days, but you must visit GoToMeeting/podcast. That's GoToMeeting.com/podcast for a free 30-day trial. Now, the other sponsor I want to talk about is Angie's List. And why Angie's List? Well, I took Angie's List on here as a sponsor, and it's an affiliate type of sponsor. In other words, if you sign up for Angie's List, I get a few cents, whatever, not much money. Actually, the cost of Angie's List is less than a cup of coffee per month, so the commissions aren't that great on Angie's List. But the reason I really want to talk about Angie's List, because it's a benefit to you. As a travel agent, if you're listed on Angie's List, people that visit Angie's List know that you are responsible travel agent, a professional. You know why? Because people have recommended you on Angie's List. So sign up for Angie's List, give your clients a gift membership, very inexpensive, and ask them to go and rate your services on Angie's List, and that will bring you more clients. Try Angie's List, and to do that, you can click on the link in my show notes or go to the hometravelagent.net website and click on the link that's provided to you there. Okay, now with that, I'm going to get into the co-hosted segment of the show, and I think you'll enjoy it. We're going to talk about Sonoma, California, Lorene Romero's hometown, home area. So here we go. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show co-hosted segment of the podcast, and I hope everybody out there is getting geared up and getting ready to go back to school or get your kids back in school and all ready for the fall weather. But one of the special things that happens in the fall, and Lorene is here with us to talk about it, is it's harvest time, and it's harvest time in a beautiful part of the country that we're going to talk about here on this show. Welcome, Laureen.
Hey, Barry. Good to be back. Yes, fall is coming. God, I remember when we were talking last month ago saying spring is coming.
Oh yeah.
You know when those older people when you were a kid said, watch out, it'll get, wait till you get to be my age, time will pass quickly? Uh-oh.
Yes, you know, somebody, many of you may have heard this before, but somebody compared it to rolling paper off a tube of toilet paper. You know, as you get towards the end, it just starts going really fast.
Exactly.
Is that real bad? Should I leave that in the podcast?
Yeah, just leave that in. That's what makes us people and not, like, over-the-top professional, sort of.
Yeah.
But getting back on track, I have to mention that today's topic was inspired via an adrenaline rush while I was cycling with a bunch of friends on Wednesday, and we were out in Alexander Valley, scootling around, probably did about 25 miles, which is a good amount. I mean, we're not the Joe Pro Let's Zoom Up the Hill group of people at all. We actually, our goal is from one coffee shop to another, but out here in the wine country, it just really brought me back to what a great area this is, and that I wanted to share it with our listeners so that they can refer their clients out here. Because people know about California. This is Northern California, and Sonoma Valley is known as the wine country. One of the things that makes it unique are the beautiful colors. And I know that in Maine and a lot of places that are over on the East Coast, you have your fall colors, your fall foliage, where people send their clients out there specifically during the fall to be able to see the colors. We're here on the West Coast in our area because we have so much evergreen. These are our fall colors. And for you to be able to explain to your clients that you will see hillsides and rolling hills of color. And what are they? They're going to be the grape vineyards. And I have supplied Barry with a couple of photos that I took from my iPhone that I hope people can go to the website and look at. He'll have them kind of rolling. And the colors are going to be beautiful. Right now, one of the photos is of clumps of grapes. And it's green. And in about a month, I'm going to send him another picture because that's going to be so dramatic when the color changes. We also have our reds, yellows, and oranges, but it's all going to be lower level because it's all on the grapevine. September is known as the month for crush, and there's going to be very large trucks out here and a lot of tourists. It's a great time for you to send your clients out. If you haven't booked them already, consider it for next year. We have a very beautiful area, lots of tourism. I'm going to give you a list of different types of visitor centers be able to hook up with, to be able to use as resources for lodging and different sightseeing. We'll be able to work with them, and a lot of the companies that work with the visitors bureaus are definitely agent-friendly and will help you with commission. So, Barry, when you think of our area, what are some of the touristy things that you would send your clients on?
Some of those things are the Muir Woods, the beautiful Pacific Ocean area that you have, and of course the wine country. And I've been out there and did a little touring of the wine country, not a lot. I was out there for a conference, but took a couple days to go around Sonoma County and look to see what it's all about. And I was really impressed. It's a beautiful area, and the vineyards are just all over and so vast. And I wasn't out there in the fall, but I can imagine the color that's on the ground as a result of the grape leaves that coming up here in couple weeks.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we're notorious for, and you know, actually, and I believe it's Scottsdale, Arizona, is notorious for this also, but please let me know if I'm incorrect with my information, but we have hot air balloons. And every July, we have what we call hot air balloon classics, and they're just all over. They have a huge expo, and they have all of them lined up, and they have something called the Dawn. But during the rest of the year, they also have it, weather permitting, different types of hot air balloons that are sailing. And that's really something that would be something you would want to put your clients on. It's a lifetime experience. A lot of times I have breakfast on it. It's a very early morning rising. They'll have champagne. They'll have bagels. And it's something not to be missed. That's one of the things that we're really well known for. Another thing that you may send your clients out for is cycling. You know, I know that I live in earthquake country. I'm totally okay with that. One of the benefits of doing, being willing to sacrifice and work, live in an area where we're known for our earthquakes that happen every 30 years, is cycling. There's such a beautiful area to go cycling in. Rolling hills, a lot of the back roads are absolutely beautiful because they're filled with the wineries and different areas that are safe. People aren't driving really fast. It's a great place to be able to just go out and get 20 or 30 miles in, stop, you know, leave from a bed and breakfast, be able to enjoy the countryside, and just be able to get some really good exercise.
Do you know...
The cat crawling on a map, sorry.
Oh, your cat's crawling on your... Well, you have a new kitty, and it's I hear it's pretty ambitious and wants
helpful
to play.
Helpful.
That's it. Hey, do you know if you come out there, can you rent bicycles that are good bicycles to do touring with?
Absolutely. There are companies that are out here. One of them is Backroads. If you look things up online, be able to get their direct phone numbers and website information. And yes, they will put together a package for you. They will also serve as a SAG team, which is important gear. So if you have a group, say, of six clients that want to come out and do a cycling tour, they will help provide it, and they'll take you to a place to be able to start. They'll have the bicycles ready for you with helmets and all the gear that you need to go cycling. And they'll put a package together for you, and they will support you by being up a little bit ahead. If you have a flat tire, they'll help you with that. They'll set up a picnic area for you to be able to have sandwiches and get rested. It's all in a package, and it's wonderful to be able to do that.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
What would be some other things with the beauty that you might send your clients up for? What would be of interest for you, Barry?
Well, of interest to me might be wine and good food.
Okay. You can do that. There's this little area that I want to make sure to mention. This is one of those secret little things that you go, oh, yeah, I got to make a note on that and tell my clients about it. There's this place called Gymtown. And, again, I took a picture of it. So hopefully if you look at the website, you'll be able to see it. And their website, I know it's really a challenge to remember this. It's called Gymtown.com, and it is an old building. It may have been an old gas station like 50 years ago, but they serve sandwiches in there, and they have all sorts of little things. They have a little stuffed dog that said if your name is Jim, please find our hound. They have the metal water bottles. They have food galore, different types of coffee. They make wonderful sandwiches. One of the sandwiches that they always have there is called a muffaletta. And if you're from the south of New Orleans, you will be familiar with this. It has a whole bunch of different types of meat on it, salami and different things that are really bad for you, but that makes the sandwich really good. And it has a olive spread on it. And it's very good. And this place is called Gymtown. And it's just one of those little secrets that we know about. And it's we always try, when we're riding our bicycles in that area, to be able to make sure to stop there and have coffee and just rest and regroup.
Well, that sounds pretty enticing.
Yeah.
The sandwich sounds pretty good, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those little places you go, oh, you know, that's going to make you even better travel agent if you got to tell your clients about Gymtown. So some of the great resources that you will have out here in terms of visitor center, there's the Cloverdale Chamber of Commerce, the Windsor Chamber of Commerce, and I know that we have a visitor center that is filled with a whole bunch of brochures and information, and they will be happy to send you little packets to be able to give ideas for your clients. We also have the Hillsburg Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center, the Mark West area, Petaluma. And in our area in the wine country, we just have such an abundance for you to be able to use and have suggestions for your clients in terms of lodging. Of course, Santa Rosa has hotels like Best Western, Days Inn, the Hyatt, the Hilton, you name the hotel, I'm sure we have it. But there's also a great listing of bed and breakfasts, wineries that actually have tastings as well as pairings. There's a place that's in Healdsburg that has olive oil tasting, which is really nice because, you know, I always get to be the designated driver, so it's nice for me to be able from time to time to be able to have somewhere to go where I actually get to have some tasting. Out there's Bianca Winery, and one of the things that really makes them stand out is the fact that they have a shop there, and in their shop you can do tastings of different sauces, whether it's, say, an olive spread or pesto, different types of olive oils, chocolate. They have different chocolate sauces that you can taste, different pasta sauces that you can taste. And on the other side, they have their wine bar where you can do that sort of tasting also. And it gives you a whole array, and that is called Bianca, and it is a winery. And it's pretty well known in our area.
Interesting.
Are you hungry yet, Barry?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's 7 o'clock here in Michigan, so it's supper time. Of course, it isn't supper time where you are.
You know, it's getting close. Tonight I am going to a friend's house for dinner, so I'll be bringing some fresh tomato and basil from my yard and some of the olive oil that I just went to a tasting.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I do have a question. You know, I know fall is a good time to visit, but is there any particular time that's very good to visit out there?
Of the four seasons, I really would recommend the fall. And that has to do with all the kids are back at school. If you have people who don't have children, they tend to be on vacation more. The weather is beautiful out here pretty much all year round. And sometimes in the fall season, we do have what they call Indian summer, where it can be anywhere between 98 and 106 degrees. So that's not during our regular summer. That's actually in our fall season. But of the four seasons, speaking as a resident who would want someone to come out, I would want them to see the best time of year, I would say the fall. Spring is nice. There's a lot of new growth going on. In the fall, one of the things you experience are the abundance that are going on at the farmer's market that Tim talked about a couple weeks ago, about how Sonoma County has a bunch of things that are going on in the area. I know that the Labor Day weekend that is coming up, they have different types of events that are available for people. One of the events that they're having that particular weekend is a wine country festival, and it has a whole bunch of different things that are going on in terms of food, different sorts of wines, and it's actually called the 2009 Sonoma Wine Country Weekend. And, of course, it's sponsored by Visa. I know here in Windsor, on the weekend of the 12th and 13th, we have the Kendall Jackson Tomato Festival, which people come from all over the country to be at. That particular weekend at our farmer's market, they are going to have the world's largest BLT sandwich. It's always a fundraiser, and they try to see how big they can get the sandwich. And you buy portions of it, the money goes to proceeds. So that would be the time of year that I would recommend for people to go to.
Yeah, very good.
This is also an excellent place if somebody is a photographer. Due to all the colors and the sensations and how you tell a story, this would also be an area if you have clients who love to do photography, you would have them come out. And you know what? If you want to bundle together having your clients do photography and a bicycling ride tour, I would recommend that, too. That talk about the best of both worlds.
Yeah, now's an opportunity to put together a tour or a package for clients and make the trip yourself as a travel agent and take a group of people with you, and it's a great place to do that. You get plenty of activity.
You know, I know that we're talking about the wine country, which is a local area for me, and Barry's working on being able to get some information about his local area. One of the things that we'd like to send out to our listeners is have them contact us. What might be some other areas that you would be interested in hearing? I'm considering for one of the future shows to have someone from the New Orleans Visitors Bureau, maybe someone from Chicago or Miami. What might be some other areas that would be of interest for you to hear, have someone come on the show so that you can get that information, maybe put together a trip for your client?
Yeah, we'd really appreciate your feedback on this type of information that we've been giving here over the past few weeks, information from convention and visitors bureaus that that can be of value and an educational tool for you when you're talking to your clients about different places to travel. But we would like your input on this type of information, and if you find it helpful or interesting, it always doesn't have to be helpful. It's just as long as it's interesting, and we like your feedback.
A little event that's coming up also in September, if you have clients that are coming out here. Actually, the date is October 3rd, and this is an event that's near and dear to my heart. It's called the Mac Computer Expo. And it's very unusual because it's a small town Mac Expo, but it's often called the Mini Mac World of the North Bay. There are not a whole bunch of these events that are going around. This is our 16th event, which makes it pretty unique in this day and age of technology. And we're going to have a whole bunch of special sponsors. We're going to have a bunch of speakers. And you can find information at www.maccomputerexpo.com. And that might be something, if you have a client who says, what's the little event that's going on in Sonoma County that's very different? Refer them to that. It's free. It's open to the public. Can't get much better than that, and they'll be out here in the wine country, which is one of those little things that I use for the vendors to be able to get them out here. Oh, we're having our event to fall in the wine country. Can't get any better than that. So, again, finding the little things that are going on for your clients and that being a really good resource for them. And speaking of good resources, Barry, what is your email address so that people can email you to be able to give you some ideas of what they'd like to hear on future shows?
Yeah, and I would appreciate that kind of input. So my email address is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And Laurie?
My email is sharptongued@mac.com, and that is spelled sharptongued at mac.com.
Well, very good. And I hope to personally get out there and visit the wine country once again, and now I know somebody out there. So this is a double benefit, and I really appreciate the information on where you live, Laureen. It's very interesting. It's a great area of the country. Thank you.
It is a great area, and I highly recommend for people to send their clients out here. It's a great place to be. So thank you, Barry, and I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next week. Take care, everybody.
Well, thank you, Laureen, for the co-hosted segment. And I was looking for news articles for today's show, and I come across a news article that's related to what Laureen was talking about in the co-hosted segment. And the article appeared in the New York Times on July 31st, 2009. Now, I'll have a link to the full article in the show notes. But Sonoma is not only known for its wine, it's known for its lavender. And the article talks about fields of lavender in the Sonoma Valley and about how you can buy bundles of lavender at the farmers markets for a dollar. Plus, many restaurants in the Sonoma Valley use lavender liberally, say that fast, in their summer dishes. Can you imagine taking a bicycle tour in the Sonoma Valley and passing through fields of lavender? I'm sure the smell alone, not to mention the beautiful scenery, will make you want to extend your bicycle trip. Now check out the link in my show notes and read the full article in the New York Times. In another article, which is related to the Boeing 787 Dreamliner, and I've talked about the Boeing 787 in past shows, but the Dreamliner has been a disappointment for many of those in the airline business, and the disappointment is due to the delays of getting the airliner in the air and getting it tested. Well, an article in the USA Today travel section says the Dreamliner is going to fly by the end of 2009. Now, what makes the Dreamliner special is that it's made of high-tech composite material instead of aluminum and steel. Now, this makes the Dreamliner way much less than other airlines, therefore the operating costs are much lower. Now, even though the delays and problems with getting the 787 rolled out, Boeing still has a record number of orders for the 787. So the 787 is still poised to have a huge impact on the airline industry. Now, check out the complete article. There's a link to it in my show notes. You know, I was looking too, and I found a press release that really surprised me, and I didn't know about this, but Disney has several adventure tours it offers travelers. You know, I had no idea that Disney was in the adventure tour business. Now, I'm sure that Disney's adventure tours have the same quality as their resorts and cruises, so I wouldn't even be afraid to book a client on a Disney tour, because I know that they would get the best experience possible. Now, there are a total of 19 tours, and they include exotic places such as Enchanted China, Safari to South Africa, Australia, Discovery Down Under, South America, Treasures of the Galapagos, and several others, including European adventure tours. Now, the Disney adventure tours are commissionable to you as a travel agent. And if you have clients who are looking for that kind of a high-quality adventure tour, you'll probably want to learn more about this, and you can check out the link to the press release in my show notes. Okay, that wraps it up for today's show. I hope you all have a great week. We'll be back next week. Next week's Labor Day weekend already. Oh my gosh. So have a great week. I hope you're, if you're planning on traveling, plan on traveling safe, everybody. And we'll see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye now. Hey.